Ernestina Garza, first name ErnestinA, last name Garza, GARZ like in Zulu, A. This is the clinical case of a 45-year-old Hispanic female that is following the practice because of the presence of CKD stage 4 associated to secondary membranous nephropathy. The primary disease is systemic lupus erythematosus. The patient has a biopsy that was done in 2019 in which severe global sclerosis and interstitial fibrosis of more than 70% was present. Because of the deterioration of the kidney function and the fact that the patient is becoming anemic, we know that she is going to need renal replacement therapy. However, we decided to send her for kidney transplant evaluation that was completed. But for reasons that are not clear to me, the patient is reluctant to have a kidney transplant. As a matter of fact, the patient was already called for a kidney transplant, and she didn't answer the call. Period. Among the discussion is the fact that she is wondering why is it that they don't remove the native kidneys. And the explanation was given, whether or not it's satisfactory, I don't know. Following number, systemic lupus erythematosus that is not active at the present time. Following number, essential hypertension. The blood pressure is 131 over 87. Whether or not the patient takes the medications faithfully is another unknown fact. Following number, hyperuricemia that is under control. Following number, hyperlipidemia that is under control. Following number, vitamin D deficiency on supplementation. Following number, vitamin B12 deficiency on supplementation. Following number, secondary hyperparathyroidism related to the kidney disease. We are going to review the case in a couple of months with laboratory workup. This time, for reasons that are not clear, I don't have the CMP or the CBC. I reordered that.